السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are having a very productive and beneficial Ramadan. And inshallah, we pray that Allah accepts all of our efforts so far and that He makes this a very productive month for us, inshallah. Now, for today's lesson, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-An'am. Inshallah, the lesson today is going to be ayah number 161. To ayah number 165, which is the end of the surah as well. So alhamdulillah, today we are also completing Surah Al-An'am by the tawfiq of Allah. May Allah accept from us all of our efforts and allow us to complete the whole Quran in this manner. So inshallah, we'll start first with the recitation of these ayahs, and then we'll go ahead and move back for the tajweed analysis for the rules that appear within this lesson. So inshallah, if y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 161. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل إنني هداني ربي إلى صراط مستقيم دينا قيما ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين قل أغير الله أبغي ربا وهو رب كل شيء ولا تكسب كل نفس إلا عليها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى ثم إلى ربكم مرجعكم فينبئكم بما كنتم فيه تختلفون وهو الذي جعلكم خلائف الأرض ورفع بعضكم فوق بعض درجات ليبلوكم فيما آتاكم إن ربك سريع العقاب إن ربك سريع العقاب وإنه لغفور رحيم. Inshallah, that is our lesson. Ayah number 161 to ayah number 165 until the end of the surah, alhamdulillah. Now, inshallah, let's go ahead and move back to the beginning of the lesson and take a look at some of the tajweed rules that appear within these ayahs from ayah number 161. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul innani hadani. Here we have the heavy letter qaf. Lam here is going to have a tawassut. It is one of the letters of Lin Umar. And then qaf, as I mentioned, is one of the permanently heavy letters It is part of khusa, daghd, and gilf, and then qaf is amongst one of these. So this is going to be heavy. Lam has tawassut. Innani, noon here has a shadda. Noon is one of the letters of ghunna, and because of that shadda, we are going to make sure that we are emphasizing this ghunna and bringing it up into the nose. So we are going to spend just a little bit of time on this letter, and we are going to make sure that we're bringing this up into the nose and allowing that sound to kind of come through. Innani. So kind of rest on this for a moment. Ni is going to be a two-count med. Hadani, that is going to be a two-count med. Ni is also a two-count med. So as we come across all of these different types of mudud, we are going to make sure that they remain very consistent. So anytime we have a two-count med, it must be an equivalent count. So one count shouldn't be, you know, longer or shorter than the other one. So if I say like this is two counts and then that is two counts, ni is two counts, they should all be consistent. Innani, hadani. So all of these should be the same length of time. Rabbi ila, this is going to be a four count med. This is going to be mad jaiz munfasil because the mad and the hamza are within two separate words. Ra in this case is going to be heavy because it does have a fatha. This is one of the letters that is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. In this case, it is going to be heavy because of the fatha on top. Ila, this is going to be a two-count med. Siratin, sad is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is heavy, again, because it does have a fatha. And ta is also going to be heavy. So this is going to be a word that has all three heavy letters. Sad, ra, and ta, all of them are going to be heavy. Tim mustaqim. Here, this is going to be idgham. I see that there is that tanween, followed by the letter mim, which is one of the letters of yarmalun. So this is one of the letters of idgham. It is part of yanmu as well, which are the four letters of idgham that have ghunna, meaning that you will bring this up into the nose. So we will merge these together and then rest on this for a moment. So make sure that you are merging this together and then just resting and kind of stopping on this letter meme. Mustaqimin, seen is going to have safir. So do rest on this as well. And then you are going to feel a little bit of that whistling as the air escapes through the gaps in your teeth. Mustaqim, and then just allow that sound to kind of flow through just for a moment to give it that characteristic of safir. Qaf here is going to be heavy and it's going to be a two-count mad, again part of khusa, daghd, and gilf, one of the permanently heavy letters. Mustaqimin dinan, this is going to be ikhfa. We see that there is a tanween followed by the letter dal. And dal here is going to be, again, a letter of ikhfa, meaning that we are going to hide that noon sound within the makhraj of the letter dal. D is going to be a two-count med. Dinan qiyaman, this is again going to be ikhfa. Qaf is a heavy letter, so the makhraj will also be heavy, meaning that when we have an ikhfa and we are merging them together, we are kind of hiding that noon sound within the next letter. If the next letter is heavy, then that ikhfa sound will be heavy as well. Dinan qiyaman. So you can hear that noon sound is a little bit heavy as we go and move on to that heavy sound. Qiyaman millata. This is going to be idgham. Again, there is a noon sakin followed by one of the letters of yarmalun, which is the letters of idgham. Yanmu are going to be the letters of idgham with ghunna. So this is idgham with ghunna. Merge both of these together and spend a little bit of time on this letter as well. Qiyaman millata. Ibrahima. Ba' here is going to have qalqala. It is part of kutub jad. Ra here is going to be heavy. Hima, this is going to be a two-count med. Hanifa, ni is going to be a two-count med. Fa is also going to be a two-count med. This is going to be med al-iwad. So I see that there is fathatain. There is a tanween of the fathas. Anytime we have a fathatain or two fathas, except for the case of the letter of da marbuta, you will make this a two-count med. So if you are continuing, you will recite as a tanween, hanifa wa ma. But because I have stopped, now this has become a two-count med. Ibrahima hanifa. Now this is a two count مد العوض. وما, this is a two count مد. كان, two count مد. من ال, lam has توسط. مشركين, sheen is going to have تفشي. را in this case is going to be light because it has a كسرة. قل إن صلاتي, قاف here is going to be heavy, again part of خصة دخت القلب. لام has توسط, part of لن عمر. إن, this is going to be غنة, so make sure that you are bringing this up into the nose, and again it does have a شدّة, so do spend a little bit of time here. صلاتي, صاد here is going to be heavy, it is part of خصة دخت القلب, the permanently heavy letters. لا is going to be a two count مد. This is a light letter, so make sure that you are not making this heavy. Sala. Now both of them have become heavy. So sad is heavy, lam is light. Salati. So make sure lam stays light. And this is a two count med. T is also going to be a two count med. And then here, wanusuki. This is going to be a two count med. Wamahyaya. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat, and you are going to feel a little bit of constriction towards that middle part of your throat to give it that proper sound of ha. And then ha also has the attribute of hams, meaning that there is going to be a little bit of extra air as we say this letter. Wa mahyaya. So this is going to be just a little bit of that air. Ya is going to be a two count med. Mahyaya. وَمَمَاتِي, مَا is going to be a two-count med. D is going to be a two-count med. لِلَّهِ, name of Allah here is going to be light because the letter at the beginning of the name is going to have a كسرة. So this is going to be a light lam. لِلَّهِ, رَبِّلْ, رَا here is going to be heavy. رَبِّلْ, lam has توسط. عَالَمِين, عَين going to be from the middle of the throat. Again, you are going to feel just a little bit of that constriction as you say this letter. And this is going to be a two-count med. عالمين, and then we end on a four count مدعرد للسكون. لا شريك له, لا is going to be a two count med. شريكة, this is a two count med. را in this case is going to be light because it has a كسرة. لا, so here ha is going to have hams, it is going to have a little bit of air because we are stopping here, we are going to turn this into a sukun. Very, very important that when you have ha with sukun, you give it proper hams. There is a lot of air that is coming out with this letter because a lot of the times if you don't do hams, that ha is not audible at all, you are not able to hear it. So if you don't say with without the hams, it will sound like la sharika la, like la. So it is a la, there is ha there. So we have to make sure we are giving it proper air, emphasizing how much air is coming out from the throat, just to make sure it is very audible. Even though there is a sukun, it is still there. وَبِذَلِكَ, this is going to be a two count med. أُمِرْتُ, ra here is going to be light because the letter before has a كَسْرَة. Ra has a sukun, and then the letter after is also light. This is one of the cases of light ra. Umirtu wa ana, this is a two count med. Awwalul muslimin, lam has tawassut, it is part of lin umar. Muslimin, sin has safir, and this is going to be a four count med. Qul aghayrallahi, qaf is going to be heavy, lam has tawassut. Aghayrallahi, hamza here is a light letter. Ghayn is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. So make sure that alif does not become heavy as well. A ghayra. Ghayn is going to be heavy. This is madlin, madan ma, 1.5. And then the name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before is heavy. So ra in this case is heavy. And then there is the fatha, which is going to make that name of Allah heavy as well. So the fatha makes the name of Allah heavy. So it's a light letter, hamza. Ghayn heavy, ra heavy, name of Allah heavy. أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبَغِي, ba here is going to have قَلْقَلَة. It is one of the letters of قُطُب جَد, meaning that when you have any of these letters with سُكُون, you are going to give it just a little bit of that bounce. أَبَغِي, غَيْن is going to be heavy. رَبَّنْ وَا, ra here is going to be heavy. رَبَّنْ وَا, this is going to be إِدْغَام with أُنَّة. It is a تَنْوِين followed by one of the letters of إِدْغَام يَرْمَلُونَ. وَهُوَ رَبُّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, Here, ra is going to be heavy because it has a fatha shay in. Now, because I am stopping here, I am going to give hamza a sukun. This is going to be one of the letters of nabir, meaning that I will raise the voice just a little bit and give it a little bit of pressure, just to show that there is that hamza there. Shay. So you can hear that there is like that abrupt sound of the hamza. Hamza is one of the letters of jahr, meaning that the sound does abruptly stop when it does have a sukun. So you're not going to allow that to kind of continue or go up into the jawf. So I'm not going to say shay. Now I don't hear that hamza at all. So to make it very obvious, to make it very audible, I am going to give it a little bit of that jerk, and you can raise the voice as well for that nabar. Wala taksibu. This is going to be a two count med. Taksibu kullu nafsin illa alayha. Fa here is going to have hams. Nafsin illa. This is going to be idhar. Now I see there is that tanween followed by one of the throat letters. Hamzaha, ainha, ghincha. And then anytime you have that, you are going to have a idhar, meaning that that noon sound is pronounced very clearly. Alayha, this is madlin, madden ma 1.5. Ha is going to be a two count med. Wala, this is a two count med. Taziru, ra here is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. Waziratun, wa is going to be a two count med. Ra in this case is going to be heavy again because it does have a fatha. Waziratun, wizra, this is going to be idgham with ghunna. There is that tanween followed by the letter waw, which is one of the letters of yarmalun, so it is idgham with ghunna. Wizra, ra here is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Ukhra, kha here is going to be a letter of hams, so it has a little bit of air. Ra here is going to be heavy, and kha is a permanently heavy sound as well, part of khusa, dakhd, and gil. Ukhra, thumma ila, this is going to be a two count med. Rabbikum, ra here is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Marji'ukum, ra here is going to be heavy because the letter before has fatha, ra has sukun. Marji'ukum, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat, mim has tawassut. Fayunabbi'ukum bima, this is a two count med. Kuntum, mim has tawassut. Fihi, two count med. Takhtalifun, again, just rest on this kha for a little bit, and it's also heavy, it is part of ghusa, dakhd, and gilf. Wahuwa alladhi, this is a two count med. Ja'alakum, ayn going to be from the middle of the throat, mim has tawassut, it is part of lin umar. This is going to be a heavy letter. It is part of khusa, dakhd, and gil, which are the permanently heavy letters. Kha is one of them. La ifa, this is going to be a four count med. This is going to be med wajib muttasil because the med and the hamza are within the same word. So make sure you are pulling this for four counts. Lam has the wasut. Ra in this case has the wasut as well. Dad is going to be heavy. Ra is going to be heavy because the letter before has a fatha. Warafa'a, ra here is going to be heavy again because it has a fatha. Ba'dakum, ayn is going to be tawassut, lin umar. Dad is going to be heavy, mim has tawassut. Fawqa, qaf is going to be heavy. Ba'adin, ayn is going to have tawassut. Dad is going to be heavy. Ba'adin, da, this is going to be ikhfa. Darajatin, dal is light. Ra is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Ja is going to be light. Tilyabluwakum, this is going to be idgham with ghunna, so it's tanween, followed by the letter lam, which is part of the ghunna letters. And then this is also lam and ra, which are the two letters of ghunna that do not, the two letters of idgham, sorry, that do not have ghunna. Darajatilyabluwakum, so there is going to be no ghunna, no sign of that noon. Just merge them both together. Liyab, ba here is going to have qalqala, has a little bit of that bounce. Liyabluwakum, mim has tawassut. Fi, two count med. Ma atakum, ma is a four count med. This is going to be madja is munfasil. A is a two count med. Da is a two count med. Inna rabbaka, right here is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Sari'ul, ra here is going to be light. Sari'ul iqab. Lam has tawassut, iqab. Qaf is going to be heavy. Wa innahu laghafurur rahim. Ghain is going to be heavy. And then both of these ra in ghafur and in rahim are also going to be heavy. One because it has a dhamma, and then the second because it has a fatha. And alhamdulillah, that brings us to the end of Surah Al-An'am. May Allah accept from all of us and allow us to complete the whole entire Quran in this manner. So inshallah, we will stop here for today. And then in the next class, we will begin the next surah, which is Surah Al-A'raf, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Inshallah, I will see you all next week.